Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Erech and Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding 13 lines from the top. Gufa, let's go back and review what we learned yesterday. Shiva Asar Yevalos, Manu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael counted 17 full Yevil cycles. A Yevil cycle is comprised of 50 years, right? 7 times 7, plus the 50th year is Yevil, according to Shitas Rabbanan that we learned yesterday. There were a total of 17 of them. Mishenichon Solaritz, from when our nation entered Eretz Yisrael, Vashriyatzu, until they left, until they were exiled upon the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, 850 years later. Now, you cannot say, V'yata Yecholayim, you can't say Mishenichon Solaritz, that they began the count immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael. It's not going to work out. With the Pasuk in Yecheskel, where he describes himself standing at year 14 after Churban, he says it's Yevil today, and it's 14 years after the Churban. According to our calculation, if you start counting Yevil, Shemitah and Yevil, immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael, so 850 years later, is exactly 17 Yevils. It puts us on a Yevil. Churban was on the Yevil, not 14 years prior to Yevil. You can't say Mishenichon Sumonu. They began their count exactly upon entering. Because if you're going to insist that they started counting right now, fast forward 850, you're back to a Yevil. Nimtza bayis churv b'tchilas Yevil. So the Churban occurred on Yevil. That's not going to work with the pasuk that the Churban was 14 years before Yevil. It's not going to be aligned with the pasuk of Yecheskel, who says ba'arbas reshana achar asher huksayir, that I'm standing on Yevil 14 years after Churban. So what's the solution? Apparently they waited. There was a 14-year delay. 7 years to conquer, 7 years to divide, and then they started a count, which puts us 14 years behind, which is exactly aligned with Yecheskel. The Churban occurred 14 years before Yevil, and therefore 14 years later is the Yevil. Now what happened during those 14 years before they started counting? What was the delay all about? As we said, they were conquering, they were dividing, it wasn't yet settled. Sheva Shekim Shemunol, so how do we know in fact the conquering process took 7 years? We have Sukkim to confirm it, the Gemara Kalev. Kalev speaks about the fact that he's now 85 years old. Ben Arboim Shana Noichi B'Shalach Moshe Eved Hashem Oisi Shana, I was 40 years old and Moshe Rabbeinu sent me Mikadosh Barnea, L'Raglas Aretz, from Kadosh Barnea to go spy on the land. And now I'm already an old man, I'm 85 years old. Today, after we conquered Eretz Yisrael, right? We're now dividing it. I'm 85 years old. So let's work backwards. He's 85 today. V'amar, we learned in a brisa. It's actually a statement from the Chachamim. Shana Rishayna Asa Moshe Mishkan. What happened in the Midbar? First year in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. Shnir Hukama Mishkan. The second year, they put up the Mishkan. So the first year he made it, the second year was erected. V'shilach Miracle. What else occurred out in year two? I sent away the miracle. So he was 40 years old at that point. How many years left in the Midbar? 38. Ki over Yarden. So when they crossed the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, Kalev Bar Kamavi. How old was Kalev? Well, he was 40 plus 38, that's 78. Kamahavi, Bartamnan, 80 years old, Niki Tartin, minus 2, 78. And now, Kiko Maflik Nachlis, now when they're allocating the portions of Eretz Yisrael, he's saying that he's 85. Apparently, it took 7 years to conquer the land. Ka'amar, now he's saying, Menachamish, Shwanim Shana, Noich, Ishtaka. It turns out the Sheva Kivshua, they conquered for 7. Okay, established. How do we know they allocated it for 7 years? One way to say is because it makes sense. If it took so long to conquer, it took so long to figure things out, to allocate it with the Sheva Kivshu. If Kivish took 7, Sheva Chilku, Chilku also took 7. Another answer is, how do we know that it was a total of a 14-year delay, 7 for Kibush and 7 for Chilku? Otherwise, the the numbers won't work out. Like we said before, otherwise it's not going to fit. You can't apply, the pasuk Arba'as Rishana, where Yecheskel speaking, 14 years Achar Asher Huksa, after the city was overtaken and destroyed, it's Yovel today. It's 14 years after destruction. That's only going to work if the whole Yovel count was offset, was delayed by 14 years, as we explained before. 7 for Kibush and 7 for Chaluk. Continues the Mishnah. Ein poichs in Meshishat Loim Hamavukarin. Says the Mishnah, not meant to have less than six tiloim, six sheep, hamubukaran, pre-inspected, examined in advance to ensure that there's no blemish on that animal. So at any given time throughout the year, you're meant to have no less than six bilishkas in the chamber of the hatloim, of the year lambs, to supply for a Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Two per day, right? There was two tamis per day. Kedei l'Shabbos, ul yom tamim shel Rosh Hashanah. If they fall out near each other, you have to have six, two per day. Hence, the minimum is six. Moisif and the oilam, you can add as many as you want, but at a minimum, you have to have six. Now, back to the instruments that Levim would play. So we have the halacha that you have no less than a total of 12 instruments playing. Ein poyachsam shtei chatzaitris, no less than two trumpets. Umitisha kineris, nine harps. Umisif and adoilam, that's a minimum. But you can go on forever. You can have as many as you want. About tzaltzal, but the tzaltzal instrument, that was the symbol. C-Y-M-B, that's the clanging plates. Levad, only one. Because that would keep it, sweet and would blend in. Too many of them would just disrupt the whole, right? Says the Gemara. So six lamps apply for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Tmidim and Musafim Tuvahabu. If you take account of the Tmidim and Musafim of those days, you have many more than six. So why is six sufficient? You're right. Tana Bal Mekoi. The Mishnah is not referring to specifically supplying a Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. He's actually talking about any time throughout the year. Make sure you have six lambs prepared in advance. And we're speaking about supplying for the Tamid only. So why did he speak about Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah? Umay kedei l'Shabbos ul yamim tovim. What's the point of discussing Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah if it's not really specific for that? Siman ba'alma is just a siman, a good way to remember. You meant to have six. A good way to remember six is by referring to Shabbos adjacent to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which requires six tamids in total. So this way we're talking about number six. But really it's a general directive throughout the year. You meant to have six pre-inspected lambs waiting. And this is just a simon ba'alma v'chakam, and the Mishnah means to say like this. At any given time, ein peichse mishishat loim, return to base, no less than six lambs, hamavokarim, pre-inspected, bilishkasat loim, in this chamber, and inspected, not today, but arba yayim kaidim shchita, 4 days prior to shchita, umani ben bagvah, he went from bagbag, who has that requirement? Ben bagvah, he desan ya. Ben bagvah, goimar, minayin, how do we know the tamid? That the lamb used for the carbon tamid needs to be inspected 4 days in advance. Shoton biku needs to be inspected arba yom kodim shchita, 4 days before shchita tamid leimar. We have a gzera shava. By tamid it says tish miru lahakar liv moyadoi, guarded loshon of shmira ulahalon noiman, elsewhere by the carbon pesach. The pasuk speaks about a similar term vahoya lachem lemishmeres, guarding, watching, right? Adarba asoriyim lachodesh. So we make a connection. Mala halon, just like by the Korban Pesach, ton bikur, need to be inspected. Arba yom kodim shchita, 4 days before the shchita, right? They designated on the 10th, they inspected it, and it was waiting for day 14 of Nisan. Afkan, here is all by the Tamid. Ton bikur arba yom kodim shchita. So the general rule, inspect the Tamid before the shchita, 4 days before. Okay, so how do we get to six? So Rashi explains, because when they started the system, the day of Chinuch, when they started the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, so they would prepare how many? Eight. In the second chapter, Rashi says eight. They started with eight, pre-inspected. And, okay, two were taken off for today, so you left with six, and they replaced it with another two. So typically you have six in there, but in between removal of today's two and replacing with the next two, there was a time period where it was only six. So the Mishnah means. Mishnah means that there was no time that there was less than six. And it was like a rotation, right? You take two for today, replace it with another two. Right? Then tomorrow you take two veterans, the ones that were pre-inspected, and replace it with another two fresh ones that are going to be inspected today. Right? And, you know, use them like that in rotation in a way that whatever you used today was already there and inspected 4 days prior. Okay, so they would tag them, they would label them, they know exactly which ones, right? First in, first out, right? That kind of system. So, the Mishnah, again, is not speaking about supplying the full supply for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. It's just a ramage, just like a hint, a way to remember that it's six. Six pre-inspected lambs there all the time, and the point was, you know, to not, this way, you know, you have it ready, and you don't have to resort to, last minute frenzy. You know, you have it sitting there, and it was an efficient system that would ensure that you have adequate supply for the upcoming days. The economy even proved to you from the lashon of the Mishnah that we're not speaking about actually supplying Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah needs. It's just referring to a number. So Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah symbolize the number six. The economic tani k'day l'Shabbos. Meant to have six at a minimum, k'day l'Shabbos, which typically provides for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, a tamid needs. Just a way to remember, the point of reference to remember the number six, day l'Shabbos. Look, Tanya, it doesn't say l'Shabbos, actually for Shabbos, because for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah you need more than six. Shmami, no, that proves our point. So again, the Mishnah is telling us to establish a system, an efficient system, where the animals will inspect it 4 days in advance, and don't come in the last minute, have plenty sitting there. This way, you have extra. Right, so in case you don't come up with, lambs, you still have, a supply for a couple of days there. Right, so you start with eight pre-inspected, and you rotate as you go along. Mishtei chatzoitzuris u'moisif. So at a minimum, they had the two chatzoitzuris playing, and the nine kinoiris, right? Mishnah says you can add as much as you want. Masif and Adoyl. Says the Gemara, how do we know? Vad kama. So first of all, how many? What's the maximum? Amar of Huna, Amar la Amar of Zabdi, Amar of Huna. Actually, Admei of Estrim. The maximum is 120. So Tesis dwells on this point because the Mishnah spoke about ad infinite, right? Adoyl. And here we say a maximum of 120. So Tesis says that of course they could have done unlimited amount. It's just the Gemara is asking, what's the hidur mitzvah? What's considered, really enhancing it? Ve'etzor l'chapis yoyser, you don't have to go look for more. Tesis, by the way, mentions kehanim. Kehanim were the ones that blew the chatzaitzris. Interesting. The chatzaitzris were specific for the kehanim. So how many? Is considered, a nice presentation. Ba'at kam, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Lo, Amar Rav Zabdi, Amar Rav Huna, Ad Me'ev Esrim, Shenemo, we have a possibility. Ma'am Koyhan, oh, Koyhanim, Le'me'ev Esrim, Mechatzim, Chatzoyzri, the Koyhanim, 120 in total, blew those Chatzoyzri. Metisha Kinneret, Salsa Levad, 9 harps, 1 salsa. Menan Emile, how do we know that there was just one single solitary salsa playing? Amar Rav Aslam, Akrav, Asaf, he's one of the Levim, and he had the tzaltzal, the mitzaltayim, b'mitzaltayim, mashmiya. So there's only one Levi playing the tzaltzal. Ask the Gemara, but look at that word again, mitzaltayim, sounds like there were two. That's plural, treyhavu. Says the Gemara, it's two parts of the same instrument. Kivin dechad avita avdi. Since both plates produced, one sound, they worked in unison, chad gavra avid were played by one man, karu dechad, so it's referred to as one instrument. Says the Mishnah, Poyach the Mishnah, Masul Levim, Ayin Duan Al Duchan. So how many Levim were there playing? And some say we're talking about playing and singing. Some say there was one group that had vocals, one group that were the instrumentals. Different opinion, different shittas and how it was set up. In any case, how many Levim were there? In Perch, no less than Mishneh Masal Levim, and 12 Levim. Oimden al Duchan, standing on the stage, playing, performing, singing. Umayisif nad Oilem, you can have as many as you want, but 12 was a minimum. Interesting, the number 12 is so highlighted in this whole discussion of Shira, 12 Levim, 12 instruments. 12 days a year, right? We had back in the Mishnah, 12 days a year that they would sing the Shira. So, they had a special presentation with the Chalil, right? 12 days of Halil, 12 corresponding 12 Shvatim, perhaps. In any case, so 12 is a minimum. Umoisim nad Oilam, you can, you know, enlarge the choir as much as you want, or the orchestra. Einakot nichus lavoida. What about an underage Levi below our mitzvah? He's not meant to enter the Azor lavoida to serve. Rashi says, to do any sort of avoida, lock the doors, to sweep. Lechabi decided to sweep, to clean up. So they would not invite the kids in, except for one time. Except when the Levim got up to sing, and the kids took part. You know, like today, they blend some kids' voices into the adult voices. It gives a certain sweetness. It balances it out. So they were invited to join. But the kids would not present, wouldn't play with a navel, with chino. Navel is like a wind instrument, a kino or a harp. So they weren't players. They contributed, you know, vocally. Could they lead in tevel b'le'ima? Tevel is like a tavlin to spice up, to enhance the pleasantness of the vocals of the adults. Likewise, they wouldn't be counted into the 12, the number 12, right? Nor would they actually ascend the stage. They would stand on the ground beside the adults. And in fact, for a shame, they were short, so their heads would sort of peek between the feet of the adults. Bein ragle levim. They call them Tzayari Halavim because they would sort of embarrass. They would, you know, trump the Levim with their sweet voices. So they were called Tzayari. Rashi says they would be mitzayer them. They would, you know, embarrass. They would shame them. Hanikadegadmi says the Gemara, what's the significance of the 12 Levim? Omer HaPapa Kadegatishro Kinaris Ushneh Nevalim Vatzal Echad. The 12 instruments, 9 harps, 2 navels and 1 tzatzal. Shneimar hu bono ve'echav shneimasra. So we have an orchestra of 12 individuals. Ein hakot nichnas la'azor la'avoydel b'shneim shosh alavim. Now, immediately, how do we know that the kids were invited to join the choir? Amrav Yechon ha'makrova yamid Yeshua bono ve'echav, his kids, his brethren, kadmil u bono ve'yudu le'echav natzeh al v'yitzam locha ve'yitzal akim. And the pasuk continues, actually, with another reference to the kids. B'nei, b'chem, what's the repetition? He already said the kids. Oh, and even the young, the little ones, were invited to join the choir. But it was just a vocal contribution. They wouldn't play instruments. So we have an interesting observation. Apparently, navel and chinar are two separate instruments. Loi b'nevel v'chinar. L'meimra, do you mean to say the navel l'chud? The kinner l'chud, navel is one, and kinner is something else. Lema masnis like Rabbi Yehuda. It's unlike Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. He seems to pair it all together. That kinner and navel are interchangeable terms. It's all one and the same instrument. They're all describing a harp. It's not Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Kinner shal migdash shiva nimen haya. You should know that the harp that they had in the migdash, that was playing in the migdash, was comprised of 7 strings, 7 notes. Shnemar soiva smocha is espanecha. So we learn soiva. Instead of reading it, Tzoyva al-Sheva is comprised of 7 notes. And Rasha points out the uniqueness of number 7. It represents all kinds of levels of Kedusha, right? Shabbos, Shemitah, right? Sefirah Soimer, 7 days of creation. So it was reflective of, you know, the 7 concept. V'shal Yimaisa Mashiach Shmoina. However, when Yimaisa Mashiach will arrive, Meir Yameinu, it's going to be a step up. The harp will be comprised of 8 notes. 8 is a higher realm, elevated, a step beyond nature. So we're going to sing that kind of song. Shenemar al-Matzeach al-Shminis, the 8th, al-Nima Shminis, using a harp with 8 strings. We're not done, shal-Elm Haba. But ultimately, Elm Haba will have a 10-stringed harp. Eser, Shenemar al-Oser, right? 10, al-Navel, al-Yugayn Mechinar. Vaymer, another pasuk, Hoydel Hashem ben Mechinar, Benevel Asor, a navel with 10 strings, Amrlo, Shirlo Shechodesh. Rashi points out that they're speaking about in the world to come, Lassad Lavoy. How do we know? Because it's Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash is male. It's a shir of a male, so to speak, and Rashi brings from the Mechilta that nowadays the shira is representative of the female concept, which is Yoledesh, she gives birth. And he says, just like this is Rashi on the first wide line, Kishem Shenakevas Yoledesh, like a woman gives birth, Kach Chuis Halalu. Likewise, our salvations and our good times is not it's not a permanent situation. Soifim Leila Tzoyas generates hardships. It's sort of a cyclical, you know, system of Nais and Tzoreis and Geula and Golis, right? Aval Shir Shalom Habos says Rashi Loshen Zochor Sheni Yoledesh, as opposed to the Shir of Lashon Lavi, it's going to be a consistent, predictable song, you know, of permanence. And it's symbolized with Lashon Zohar, Shir Chodesh. So we're speaking about the ultimate song, ultimate Shleimus, the expression of Shleimus and Dveikus Bashem of the highest form. And that is expressed with a navel of 10 strings. 10 is denotes, you know, the full, complete cycle of numbers, full Shleimus with nothing missing. You know, a true expression of joy and glee and gladness of heart and satisfaction. So that's Lassad Lavoy. So it's interesting because the pasuk that is referring to refers to navel. In Rabbi Yehuda, he started by saying, well, there are different forms of kinar, a harp of 7, a harp of 8, a harp of 10. And the pasuk speaks about a navel. Apparently, he's learning that navel and kinar are one and the same, unlike our Mishnah, which separates them. I feel the thing, Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah can follow Rabbi as well. That, in fact, navel is a different instrument. Rashi says it's like a sort of wind instrument, like a bagpipe of some sort. I feel the thing, Rabbi Yehuda. But our Mishnah, which separates the two instruments, can follow Rabbi as well. Lo Elam Haba, I did the nefishinim in the day. It's just that ultimate harp in Elam Haba, which will have an abundance of strings, so many strings, and the sound will be so substantial and rich and full. I did the nefishinim in the day because of its added number of strings. Nafish kale, the sound will be more substantial and full and rich. Ki navel, similar to a navel which has a richer, deeper sound. And therefore, we refer to it karele, navel, but really it's a kinar. Lezimer, Yaakov Omer, and all the minyan, and a minyan, the kids wouldn't be counted as the, you know, into the 12, but they would be there to enhance. Tana, we learned in the Brisa, v'sayade. So in Amishna, we call them tsayare. The Brisa calls them v'sayade, like a sa'ad, helpers, to enhance, to help out. V'sayade alimay nikroim, v'tana didan. So why did our Tana call them tsayare, v'tana didan? Kiven dahani katan kolayu, since the kids have this sweet sound. V'hani av kolayu, as opposed to adult. The adults will have heavier, deeper sounds. Hani mekatati, the kids can sort of thin and, you know, soften their voices. Vani lo mekatati, as opposed to the adults who can't do that. So they're sort of put down by the kids' sweetness. Karlahu tsayare. That's why he calls them tsayare, because of the distress that would, call the, that would cause the adults by, you know, dwarfing them in their beautiful singings. Harun lochin, ne rochin. Okay, so not sure we had a sugi about the historical configuration of the years. Sheva Shechoku, Sheva Shekavshu, we discussed that. Discussed the din of checking the Karbonis Tamid 4 days in advance, which required the establishment of this system where they had this rotational system ongoing throughout the year to ensure adequate supply of pre-inspected Karbonis. We spoke about the amount of chatzaitres and a minimum of 2, and typically it was a maximum of 120. Spoke about the 12 instruments played by the 12 levim, the kids who would help along with their sweet singing. Hadam lachin and rachin, all the best to you. Shabbat shalom.